This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, Fair and Festival season is almost over.
Yeah, Labor Day just about wound it up. There'll be a few stragglers, but I'll say one thing. The areas that had things on Labor Day, they had a beautiful weekend for it.
I tell you what, the crowd, we did a broadcast from the Witt Labor Day homecoming, and they had a pretty decent crowd for the parade, which was pretty good. So.
Witt usually does, because people kind of think of it and Pena as the last hurrah, although Pena's a little bit out of the range of a lot of folks, so Witt kind of winds it up, and it was a nice weekend, and I think they had fairly decent crowds.
Yeah, as all intents and purposes said, they did have a good turnout this year.
It looked like, but the crowds when we were over there were pretty good. Well, we have a couple of lovely ladies in the studio this morning.
We have to be on our best behavior.
Do we?
Yes. We got Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. She is here. Mm-hmm. We also have, this is the first guest, first time I think she's ever been on this show.
And Mickey, it is.
Mickey Chapelier from Heritage Health.
Yeah, and she works with that lady, Jean Strasball or something.
I've heard of that name before.
Yeah.
That's like a name in the past.
We're going way
back.
It's in the past, the future, and everywhere.
That's right.
We'll take a break and we'll start our conversations right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests for this week, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center and Mickey Chapelier from Heritage Health are our guests. Mindy, let's start with you, kiddo, because I know this is blood drive season for you, because that's why you're here on a bi-monthly basis. And I know this afternoon you've got a blood drive in Carlinville. Yes. I know next weekend you're in my stomping grounds at the Moose with a blood drive there. Fill us in.
Well, after Labor Day right now, we're just trying to catch up again. We actually do take a day off for Labor Day. We get a few holidays that we actually close down at the blood center. So after those holidays, it's always kind of a rush and a stretch to try to get donors in the door to make sure we make up for that day off. Because as we know, patients in the hospital don't get to take a day off from their blood needs. So we're still supplying blood, but we're, you know, down a couple days for Sunday and Monday being closed. We do have a blood drive today at the Elks Lodge in Carlinville from noon to 6. And next week, we have a blood drive at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge from noon to 6. And at that blood drive, Casey's Pizza locally has donated a free slice of pizza for the first 60 donors that come in to donate blood.
Get out.
No, isn't that awesome?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you get treats at the blood drive, but you're also going to be able to get a coupon that you can go redeem for a free slice of pizza.
And the blood drives, I know you're pretty much booked solid throughout the month, aren't you?
We try to book as solid as we can. I know we do have some openings in October, so if any organization out there is willing to help us out, we do have some last-minute cancellations. We're right into high school season now, which is great because we have a influx of donors and donations. However, we book their blood drives quite a bit out before they get their sports schedules, and that always kind of wreaks havoc on our calendar a little bit. So we do a lot of trading dates and things like that. So there is a little space in the fall for anybody who's willing to host a drive.
And, of course,
I was just going to ask, do you have any special blood types you're looking for right now?
We are always in need of type O, and Rh negative blood right now seems to be in high demand.
And, of course, I know since our last conversation you were here, I know there was a little mini competition between the Litchfield Police and Fire Departments. The loser, the chief, gets a pie in the face. Do we have an update on that?
Well, the update is the competition's over, and I guess the the old chief that we were working with, he has went on to a new job.
I warned
chief,
you about that last
yeah.
show.
But the new chief is more than willing to take a pie in the face in the event that his team loses. So he was very, very gracious in accepting the challenge, even though it was almost over when he started. And we'll be wrapping that up on September 13th.
See, I try to warn people about, you know, people are moving and that, and, you know, no one listens to
you
me.
Were right. You were right.
I know I was.
Let's talk a little bit about the locations where you have your blood drives. It's very important, for instance, the Moose in Hillsboro, the Oaks Club in Carlinville, and St. Francis, I think, in Litchfield. Mm-hmm. It's very important that these organizations make themselves available for your blood drives.
We do. Without the volunteers to help and support us and get their friends and family to come out and donate, we really couldn't do what we do, and we wouldn't be able to serve the patients that we serve. The Eagles Club actually stepped up and helped us out with a blood drive in August and did a really good job. I think we ended up with 24 donors through the door, which was fantastic. We are still holding monthly drives at St. Francis Hospital in the lower level in the auditorium, and that is the fourth Tuesday of every month from noon to 6. And the high school has been great. Litchfield High School, Hillsboro High School, all the local high schools step up and host those drives. And right now, if they give this week, till the end of this week, I believe, it's double points in the high school challenge. So don't forget, when you present in any of our blood drives, even at the donor center, to sign the sheet and vote for your favorite high school in that scholarship challenge.
To give an idea, we'll just use Hillsboro for instance. To put on the blood drive there, about how many people does it take to make this work successfully?
Typically at the high school, obviously we need the support of the faculty, all of the faculty, to let the students out of class to do that. But they get about 100 to 110 students to sign up, and we have one teacher who handles it all. We actually have two different teachers that do it. We have a Key Club and an NHS sponsor that help out with that. So they take turns, so they each do one a year at the high school. And then we've just got one teacher, Mrs. Brummett at Litchfield, that does all the drives with NHS. So there's one teacher usually driving it and signing students up. But they really let the students run a lot of it.
So kudos to those people also for putting it together.
Yeah, they do a great job.
And, of course, as we mentioned, we've got a blood drive this afternoon in Carlinville at the Elks Lodge. If you missed that one, take a drive to Hillsboro. You've got one at the Moose Lodge next Wednesday, and then just keep your eye out because there's always blood drives all around. So
yeah, and if they want to find out where a close blood drive is that works in their schedule, they can always get on our website, which is bloodcenterimpact.org or cicbc.org. Either one of those websites will take them to a link, and they can type in their zip code and find where we're at.
Real quickly, before we let you go, Mindy, I know you're in addition to your duties with the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, you're also the president of the Girard Chamber of Commerce, and you've got a big pumpkin chunkin hurling deal going on in Girard.
Talk
with us about this real quickly.
Real quickly, because I know you have another guest. But our event is October 12th. It's a one-day event. This is our eighth year doing it. And when we say pumpkin chunkin, people are like, what is your pumpkin festival all about? And when we say that, we mean giant air cannons hurling pumpkins almost a mile or more. We're hoping the corn's going to be out, and we're hoping it cooperates. We do know that the farmer is going to allow us to throw pumpkins regardless if the corn is out. Measuring will just be a guesstimate in the event that that happens, but it'll still be fun for the spectators. We've got food. We've got kids' games. We're also going to have a truck, tractor, bike, and car show up on our square that morning from 9 to noon. They can get on our website to check out more. A lot of the updates aren't out there, but they can certainly call me if need be.
All right. Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time, and look forward to our chats in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's move right along. We go from one M to the other M. Mickey Chapelier.
Good morning, Tobin.
And this is a first for you on this show.
Well, it is. It is. So I don't know what is going to come about here.
Well, we'll talk about Heritage Health and what's going on with Heritage Health. Give us an update.
Well, I work at Heritage Health in Gillespie. We have sister homes in Litchfield, Carlinville, and Staunton, but I am the community relations coordinator in the Gillespie office. And I must say that it's a profession I never thought I would be in, but it's such a fun job, and every day you can go home with with laughter of stories that the residents have given you that day. It's really a great job.
In a job like that with a nursing care facility, it takes a special person on that, because some people may take it as, oh my, this is so stressful. I mean, I can't control this one person. And you know, it takes a special person, doesn't it?
Well, especially in the CNA and the nurse field, that really takes special people. And our staff is really a phenomenal staff. They care just like they are a family member of their own. So we're really blessed in that respect.
Uncle Ralph, you got...
Being familiar with Heritage Manor in Litchfield for years, my folks were there, and it's a very good organization, and you people do a wonderful job. Mick, I have nothing but kudos for the operation. It's top-notch.
It is. It is. And we're happy that we have such a large corporation with a home office in Bloomington, and then there's many throughout the area. Once again, our biggest competition are each other. And, you know, we have the philosophy that, you know, if you love the residents, you're welcome. But it, once again, takes a very special person to do their job throughout the day.
Is it an easy task to set up events for the individuals at the – because I know most facilities you have maybe a duo that comes in and performs for them in the cafeteria, so on and so forth. Is that an easy task, or is that a hard task?
Well, it's harder as time goes on, because there's not as many organizations that come in. There's not as many entertainers that come in anymore. So we are always looking for new entertainment, and they can call us at 217-839-2171 and ask for Sheila in that respect. But another thing that we do is we have a lot of in-house events for the seniors in our community. And the second Thursday of each month, I have a carry-out meal for seniors. It's a free of charge. It's from 10:30 to 11:30. And it's as simple as coming to our front door, picking up a nice warm meal, and taking it home and enjoying it. Our containers are provided. There's nothing easier than that. It's a nice home-cooked meal.
Does it worry you a little bit? Because I've talked with some others about this, that we're getting to the point where the baby boomers are getting towards that age where assisted living, nursing care, may be an option.
Mm-hmm.
Is it concerns that maybe the space may not be available for? I'm not saying all of them are going to go in, but space may be, I guess, at a premium.
I don't think it's really the space concern. I think the baby boomers are going to require more than maybe a different activity than what our current residents are. I think you're going to have to shuffle your thought process about how we're going to care for them a little bit more than what we currently have. But definitely with the assisted livings, the long-term care business has changed because... you know, the old adage of the nursing home, people never really wanted to use those words. And it's really a great experience.
It, unfortunately, Mick, you're 100% right. And once upon a time, and it's cruel terminology, and I hate to use it, but once upon a time, nursing homes were looked as someplace you were sent to die.
Exactly. Yeah. And we do not like to...
No, not at all.
No, that's not what we want to promote. It's not like that at all. We have a great time in ours, and it's a place for fun and fun activities. So we really want to get that out of people's thought process, and that's why we have things inside our facility so people can come in and see what it's like, see that it's not people just sitting around in their wheelchairs. It's a fun environment.
And the activities that you do, as you stressed on, the senior meals and that play a huge part in it, because it's all about mindset. And if those the residents residents are in a good mindset, then things will improve. If they're not, then...
Well, and that's exactly why we have went with the direction that we do. We also have a senior bingo on the fourth Thursday of every month, and it's gotten to be so big that it's by reservation only to the first 50 callers. And that has absolutely made a huge impact on our census, because people come in and see what we're about, see what it's like. You know, it's odor-free, it's pretty. Mm-hmm. And it has really turned around the philosophy of a nursing home.
Bingo, reservation only?
Reservation only.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
It is incredible. That's something that I started whenever we got there. And they dress in their finest. They look forward to this event each and every month. Now, back to the carryout. We will serve like 80 people come and get that meal. So, mm-hmm. you know, you're talking 80 people for the carryout, 50 people for bingo. We're impacting a lot of seniors each and every month.
Absolutely.
And those are good programs, because the key word you just used a while ago, Mick, is people look forward to it. They mm-hmm. look forward to that day. They put that day on their calendar, and we're going to go play bingo, or we're going to go get a nutritious meal or whatever, and they look forward to that. And it changes their mindset of just sitting around.
Back
you
in
know.
The day, they would have been fearful to come in because...
Sure they would.
They had the thought that, once again, people are just sitting around doing nothing. And
I know for a fact, I mean, we're in September now, but planning a wedding, going to a certain store, they already have Christmas decorations up already. They can't even give us Halloween, but that's
yes,
all right.
Yes, that's right. It's been skipped over.
That's all right. You'll have carolers probably gracing the halls. Mm-hmm. I remember doing that when I was a kid. And that adds another element of enjoyment sometimes.
Trust me, they always look forward to the children coming in. Their face just light up. And we do have a lot of participation from the Benelde Preschool. They come in for Easter, Halloween, and then around Christmas. And the Halloween, which is coming up, the residents really love to see the children dressed in their little costumes and parading the halls.
Is that what basically I was going to mention about that? You got Halloween coming up in not too long. Do you just allow the kiddos to go through and display their costumes, or do you plan
something?
Or do you plan something extra for the residents there?
We always have things for the residents. We will have some kind of event for them that day. I'm not quite sure what Sheila has in mind for that. But we also open our doors to the Halloweeners at night and have candy bags ready to present them. And our residents will be up front to greet them as they enter the door. So it's a fun for everybody.
And then, of course, Thanksgiving would be right behind there. And I'm sure there better be a turkey dinner associated there.
We have a Thanksgiving dinner for all of our residents' families to come in and participate in, and the residents always look forward to that because they're one-on-one with their family members sitting beside them enjoying the Thanksgiving dinner.
There again, when you do that, when you speak of families, that gives the resident their opportunity to perhaps to see their grandchildren and what have you, and this is a big thing for them.
Yeah, I don't think anybody realizes how important it is for these people to see faces other than what they see on a daily basis.
Right.
They love seeing people come in. I know for our senior bingo, it's really important to note that a lot of people get there ahead of time just to go through the hallways and visit with people in their community that they know are there, make new friends, and they realize that our residents look forward to them also.
And is that part of the procedure? Like, let's say if I'm not using this as, well, a family's thinking about putting a loved one mm-hmm. in your facility, that you go through the family and say, hey, it's important that you guys come out here. Maybe, you know, we've got bingo this night and that. So that way, at least the family is still there. And I'm not saying depression sets in, but at least there's some family involvement. Do you go through the family like with that?
Well, definitely there are families that are more active with their loved ones than other ones.
Right, right.
That's unfortunate for ours that do not have families that come in and see them. But it's, I think once again, that's where activities come in.
Right.
They're out and about to enjoy each other also.
And once in a while, you have individuals who just flat don't have any family. Their family is all preceded them in death or whatever, and they just don't have family. So that
individual. And I think that's where our staff comes in handy.
Yes.
Our staff really steps up to the plate. If they're gravely ill, we are always by their side. We really respect the camaraderie between the staff, the residents, and the love that we share for them.
And, of course, it seems like to me conversations we're having now and mm-hmm. that I've had, it seems like senior care has gotten tenfold better than what it was in the past. It seems like there's a lot more attention to it, and the treatment and care that's available is a lot more better now than what it was, I'd say, 5 years, 10 years ago.
We certainly like to think so, and if you put into that same topic, you know, you'd look at the care that we give without the payment from our state. We really are stepping up to the plate. We're really making sure that everything goes as usual.
Payment from the state, that's a horse of a different color.
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
We could talk
yes,
about that till noon tomorrow at least.
Absolutely.
And one of the big reasons why there is such an important place in our society for what you do, Mick, is simply because we're living longer.
People are living longer. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, people, you see more people now celebrating their 100th birthday and stuff, and it's just a different culture.
We have a lovely lady that's at 104 at our facility.
104, really?
104, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Mickey, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Always my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we'll have you back on again
sometime soon.
That'd I told you it would go by fast.
Absolutely, and it did.
And then, Mindy, of course, as we wrap things up, you got a blood drive today starting at noon at the Elks Lodge, and then next week you're at the Hillsborough Moose Lodge, and then just keep your eyes and ears out for other blood drives because they're around.
Yes, we have 3 to 5 blood drives Monday through Saturday, so we're busy.
All right. Thank you both for your time.
And thank you.
Really do appreciate our conversation. Uncle Ralph, next week, you're not going to be here.
Nope. I'm going to be fighting the Korean War next week.
There you go. Our guest next week, Joe Gasbridge.
Mm-hmm. Hate to miss old Joe.
Well, I'm sure it's 9/11. I'm sure we'll have some interesting conversation on
that.
Yeah, you have a safe trip, safe week off then, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Until then, so long.